Kamala Harris, Congress should hire DACA illegal aliens. By Neil Monroe on April 3, 2019. DACA illegal immigrants should be hired to help prepare laws for 330 million Americans. According to a draft bill introduced by Democratic presidential candidate Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, and 20 other Democratic senators. The giant sign outside my office says "Dreamers welcome here because we know and value the contributions that these young people have made to their communities," the California senator said in a Wednesday statement about the DACA job offer. She continued. But right now, those same young people are banned from giving back to their country by working for Congress. That has to change. Government works best when it reflects the people it represents. Our nation's dreamers are some of our best and brightest. And it's time they had the opportunity to get a job or a paid internship on Capitol Hill. The American Dream Employment Act would expand Congress' talent pool, give dreamers a seat at the table, and strengthen policymaking for all Americans, said Nevada Senator Catherine Cortez Masto. I've been proud to have several dreamers work in my office as volunteer interns and have seen firsthand how the people of Illinois would benefit if dreamers could serve as paid employees in my office, said Illinois Democrat Senator Dick Durbin. The jobs and status giveaway to DACA illegal immigrants is linked to Harris's high-profile run for the presidency. Kamala Harris is going all in on immigration reform, said a pro-Harris article in Politico, which also highlighted the claim by open borders advocates that federal immigration law is a mean-spirited ban on dreamers. The article continued. It's the latest move by the California Democrat to seize on an issue that her rival Beto O'Rourke has made his calling card, and to advocate for a Democratic constituency that's often reduced to a congressional bargaining chip. Harris is also pushing legislation that would dramatically expand the legal and financial incentives for hundreds of thousands of Indian low-wage college graduates to take U.S.-based jobs from U.S. college graduates. Harris's mother is from India. The DACA population was created in 2012 when former President Barack Obama told his deputies to stop enforcing immigration laws against younger illegal aliens. Obama also directed them to hand out work permits to the illegal aliens despite the huge job losses caused by the 2008 crash to blue-collar Americans, and especially on African Americans' youths. Roughly 800,000 DACA illegal immigrants got the work permits, despite a law saying only Congress can provide work permits. The new Harris bill, titled American Dream Employment Act, was also introduced in the House by Arizona Democratic Representative Ann Kirkpatrick, and it is backed by more than 50 Democrats. The Harris legislation spotlights the efforts by Democrats to smuggle illegal immigrants into the center of American society despite popular support for immigration laws. Already, several states allow illegal immigrants to take licensed jobs, such as lawyers, in New York. The move also showcases the Democrats' view that the United States is a nation of immigrants, and not a nation created by and for Americans. The immigrant-first view is increasingly held by college-trained white progressives who play a critical role in the Democratic primaries. For example, survey data shows that roughly 90% of white progressives with postgraduate credentials believe any curbs on the immigration of people who are not of European ancestry count as racism. In turn, the white progressives' pro-migration views are part of a larger shift towards a claim by progressives that they should be given government power to ameliorate racial disparities nationwide, such as racial disparities in wealth, income, and education. The race-based demand for power is not strongly supported by Latino and Black American voters and is strongly opposed by the non-college white voters who would lose out in a pro-minority, progressive-run government. The progressives' demand for power to remedy racial differences comes as Asian immigrants, including Indians, are outpacing the income of white Americans. The shift by progressives towards racial politics is called the Great Awakening by Vox.com. In the past 5 years, white liberals have moved so far to the left on questions of race and racism that they are now, on these issues, to the left of even the typical Black voter. Pollsters began to see a rapid, sustained change in 2014. White Democrats suddenly started expressing dramatically higher levels of concern about racial inequality and discrimination, while showing greater enthusiasm for racial diversity and immigration. And, critically, white liberals are much more enthusiastic about the idea that diversity makes the United States a better place to live than are Blacks or Latinos. non-liberal whites are least enthusiastic of all. Which is not enormously surprising, but Latino views of this are closer to those of non-liberal whites than to white liberals. The Harris bill is backed by business groups that want more immigrants to cut wages and to spike revenues. For example, the legislation is backed by FWD.us, a lobbying group created by wealthy West Coast investors, including Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg. But the federal government then imports approximately 1.1 million legal immigrants. Refresh has a resident population of roughly 1.5 million white-collar guest workers and roughly 500,000 blue-collar visa workers, and also tolerates about 8 million illegal workers. This federal policy of flooding the market with cheap white-collar graduates and blue-collar foreign labor is intended to boost economic growth for investors. This policy shifts enormous wealth from young employees towards older investors, widens wealth gaps, reduces high-tech investment, increases state and local tax burdens, hurts children's schools and college education, pushes Americans away from high-tech careers, and sidelines millions of marginalized Americans, including many who are now struggling with fentanyl addictions.